Well, our next guest is actually part of our 2SER production team, Pascal Freer. And she'll talk to us about how you make the decision of what you want to be, what you want to study, and what direction to go in. Pascal Freer has studied many different courses and has changed her career directions many times. It's not your on-air debut, but welcome on the program, Pascal.
Thank you so much, Miles. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you on. I suppose the first thing to ask you is, let's start at the beginning. I mean, what are the different courses you've done?
Well, I started studying psychology at UNSW, so I did a year, and then I changed to Macquarie and did a year of media. I then did a fine arts degree majoring in photography at COFA, which is part of UNSW. I finished that degree. I worked for a while, then I went back and retrained in legal services at TAFE, and I'm currently about to finish a master's in journalism at UTS.
Wow. So you've really been around the tracks and a wide range of degrees too. Can you tell us why you studied so many different courses?
Well, I simply didn't know what I wanted to do. I was interested in so many things and I had no idea how to choose which direction to go in. Looking back, when I finished school, it might have been better to take some time off and travel or work and wait until I knew what I wanted to do before enrolling in uni. The way I did it was trial and error, enrolling in different courses and deciding by how I liked what I was studying. I mean, I think it's a common problem to be unsure about what your future holds when you're only 17 or 18, and experimenting with different uni courses is not the best for your Hextet.
No, not at all. And of course, university students, if you're attending university at the moment or even know someone who is, you might need to lend them a couple of bucks because their fees are going to go up by about 7.5% over the next 4 years with the way the funding is changing in terms of university. Now, taxpayers will pick up 54% of a student's debt rather than 58%. So it is going to become more expensive. So I suppose, how about this? Have you found what you want to do? And I mean, how did you come to that decision, if you have?
Well, there were things I thought I would be good at and that I wanted to do. Like initially, I thought I wanted to be a psychologist. But then after studying it, I found it was too scientific and too much statistics. I knew I was creative, but being creative is quite a broad concept. It was only through reflection on what I was good at when I was at school and at university and what I enjoyed the most that helped me decide. Also from feedback from other people and a careers advisor. So I decided to do writing and now I'm studying journalism and it feels right.
Fantastic. And I suppose, I mean, what advice would you give to a school leaver who doesn't know what they want to do?
Well, I actually wouldn't advise rushing into university. I would advise taking time off, getting to know yourself, reflecting on your strengths and interests. I would recommend talking to a careers advisor about your future. It would be a lot cheaper and quicker to really think through your study choices. Visit the different university campuses, do a pros and cons on different options, talk to friends and parents. What do they think you are best at and what you enjoy? Speak to people in the industry that you're considering working in. And of course, just listen to your gut. Do not be too quick to make a decision. Give yourself lots of time. It's important. Consider doing a general degree to start with and then specialize with a master's or postgraduate study.
Of course, also, you might do something that doesn't even involve tertiary study. You mm-hmm. might become an apprentice or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got a few friends of mine who finished high school. We finished in 2015, and they've gone on to pursue music as a big thing for them. And they seem to have a lot of fun doing it. I suppose, considering about music especially, I mean, what have you learned about studying and job security?
Well, I think it's really important when you choose your university course to consider as early as possible your position when you will have graduated and consider your options at the beginning of your studies instead of when you graduate. Do a job search before you enroll in the course as if you have just graduated and got that degree. How many entry-level and graduate positions are there? The other thing is that while you're studying at uni, you should start applying for jobs in the area you were studying straight away. Interestingly, whether you're a current student or you have graduated, the impression from your CV is often similar to potential employees. So it's never too early to start applying. And if you can get real-world work experience in your field when you graduate, you'll be ahead of the game when you do graduate. And in my experience, few job positions are given to someone with a degree alone and nothing else. And internships are also a good idea.
Absolutely. Of course, practical experience cannot be underestimated at all. Yeah, a really interesting idea. I mean, tell me a little bit about seeing a careers advisor, though. Do you think that helps?
Well, yes, I think it is important to see a careers advisor. However, you have to realize that the careers advisor can only go on what you tell them. So before the appointment, they might get you to fill out a number of questionnaires and surveys discussing what you enjoy and what you're good at. And if you don't know the answer to these questions, the careers advisor is going to give you misleading advice because they can only go on what you say. So you really need to reflect and think deeply and don't just give automatic answers. Make sure what you're saying is the truth about where your talent lies. Think back to work experiences or volunteer work or internships. Think about what comes easily to you.
Okay, well, I mean, some real sage advice there, Pascal. I really did quite appreciate that. Thanks for coming on air and sharing your experiences and knowledge about the big wide world and how maybe to best go about kind of pursuing whatever you want to do in it.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Miles.